When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Alistair Begg and how he's stepping down from being the senior pastor at his church. So we're going to dive into this story. Evangelical Dark Web is the outlet that broke the story on Alistair Begg compromising on gay weddings and how he gave sinful advice to a grandmother to attend a gay wedding. We're the ones who broke that story, and we subsequently broke in how he's gotten canceled from certain events and his show's been canceled and stuff like that. So we've covered the consequences as well. And I will say, you know, there is some credit that we take credit for those, you know, cancellations, but we are not taking credit for him stepping down. That would be a bridge much too far for us to assume. It does seem like he's stepping down on his own volition and on his own timeline. And this is kind of fascinating, not because of the aforementioned scandal, but I do think he is handling this situation rather well. So I kind of wanted to talk about that as well. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We have a Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. And you can also get Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. That is my book, my debut book. It is available on Amazon, and it's also now available in paperback, linked in the description below. So with that said, we do have a clip of Alistair Begg announcing him stepping down. It's not a complete retirement, but it is him trying to pass the baton. Here's the clip.
In the last few weeks, I have informed the elders of the church of my decision to relinquish my role as the senior pastor here at Parkside. Not tonight, not tomorrow night, and not for 12 months of nights, but on the 14th of September, 2025, God willing, I will make it that long. I say God willing, and I said to them, no later than, in case they would like to get rid of me sooner than, in which case, I'm open, but it's not my plan. Why do this? Well, that particular day will be 50 years since I began with Derek Prime at Charlotte Chapel. It will be 49 years since I was ordained to the gospel ministry, and it will be 42 years from the time that Sue and I had the privilege of beginning ministry here at what was then the chapel in Beechwood. I took a leaf from Derek's book in that, although I was not with him, I recalled that when he made the congregation aware of the fact that he would be stepping down, he did so 12 months in advance. And he did that for the same reason that I've chosen to do it. Number one, to make it clear that this decision is not precipitous. It's not driven by anything of which I am personally aware, other than my ambition to pass the baton, as you say, baton, we say, or no, we say baton, but to pass it safely into the hands of my successor. And also to give us time to adjust to the prospect of and to prepare in a timely way for what this transition will mean. It also gives me time to prepare for a future that doesn't involve coming to this pulpit. That will be a strange future. I will not retire from Christian ministry. God willing, again, I will have opportunities as time and interest and health enables me to be involved in various places and things, certainly to be more committed and more involved at Truth for Life when I don't have the responsibilities and privileges here. You should also know that Susan and I have come to this decision together, and also with the affirmation of our children.
So that's the announcement from Alistair Begg, and I just wanted to say, I think he's handling it right. The idea of, you know, having a lengthy transition period that people are prepared for, that you're passing the baton, and this is what he didn't say, but I would like to be the case, is that he's involved in choosing his successor. That is how it should be done, in my opinion, that the, you know, if we're going to go with the term senior pastor, which I don't think is fully biblical, but, you know, a lot of churches only have one pastor, maybe some elders, but that pastor should be involved with the replacement process. He should be involved in choosing his successor in that process. It's absurd that so many churches, you know, one pastor leaves and then there's an interim period that they're not involved in the succession process. I think this is what, you know, there's a lot of talk about David Platt lately, and, you know, I've been fomenting that, but nonetheless, I digress. A lot of talk about David Platt lately. Lon Solomon was not very involved in his successor process, and that was to the detriment of his church. There's a lot of churches that have similar situations where a very well-liked pastor, not involved with the succession, you know, and then there's a crisis at that church. There's an identity crisis, and, you know, maybe there's a bad replacement. So, and that causes a lot of things to fall apart. So anyway, those are my thoughts on this situation. I think Alistair Begg is actually handling this very well, even though, again, he's someone who refused to repent of giving sinful advice about gay weddings to a grandmother. He's refused to repent about that, and he's doubled down and attacked evangelicals for that. But nonetheless, I do want to give him credit here. This was a good clip out of Alistair Begg, and I hope things go well for him and his church. That's all I got to say for that. For now, my name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Until then, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.